If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Fuck you, Dad. Podcast. Here we go. It's a little late, but who's
it's coming out
days?
Anyway. Yeah. If we were really killing it on all cylinders, we probably wouldn't have a podcast called Fuck You Dad.
That's true.
You know?
You don't really expect stability from this podcast.
No. If anything, all of our stories, it's amazing that we've come out on time this much so far. It's amazing that most
amazing
of them...
That we most of them aren't released. Like, we even have cover art. I think that part.
Yeah, I mean, that was a lot. That was a win. But the fact that we a lot of us are in sync enough with reality to realize what day it is, and we release episodes on Friday, that we're killing it.
Yeah, I bet you guys even think it's Friday right now because you.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. It's all Friday. It's all Friday.
Yeah, the quarantine brain is getting...
Most of you are unemployed. Every day's Friday. It's so sad at work whenever they try to do, like, a happy... It's like, so what's everyone doing this weekend? And most people are, like, crying. It's like, sitting alone in my room and crying and grieving the world that was. And it's just such a sad... Like, there's something so annoying about, like... Because, like, The Office is still fake at the end of the world, which you think would be impossible. You think at the end of the world, people would be interesting.
Like, but even we'd lose the office small talk.
We would lose the banter. But they're still like, so everyone, how's everyone feeling today? And everyone's like, pretty good. Just got my cold brew, ready to go. And I'm like, I want to go into those and be like, is anyone else thinking about buying a gun? I'm thinking about buying several guns because I think my neighbor's going to come shoot me in the face for toilet paper pretty soon, you know?
I honestly feel like, because the quarantine at the beginning was a lot of fun.
It was
like
great.
It's like a day at the amusement park, and like we now I've been on all the rides, and my friends are like, "Don't you want to go on the big coaster again?" And I was like, "No, I've done it. I've done it. I want to go home." Okay,
you could only masturbate and watch so much good TV. There's
exactly.
A certain point. Like I have been, I've just been binging because at first it was like, "This is fun. I don't have to go anywhere. Yeah, I don't need to work out, eat like shit." Now I'm like, "Oh, I'm fat and alone." Like, this is my life now. I'm just
fat, alone, my hair sucks.
Yeah, I'm just a fat, drunken idiot. And it's like this, because it's one thing if you have like a week of fucking off and you're like, no, this will just slowly become like how I live life. This is not like a snow day, this is a nuclear winter. And if I just keep fucking around, it's like, no, you're just going to be a fat guy that if you do have a job, you're going to go on your little computer, then you're going to get off work and you'll be like, oh, I get to pick what's on the screen now. And you go and you pick... You pick Netflix, you're like, fun screen now, fun screen! And then you pour some dumb beer down your gullet to just numb yourself enough to enjoy this hellish existence, shove food in your mouth, wake up, do it again.
Yeah.
And that's life right now.
It's pretty bad, man.
Yeah.
Today was raining, and I went outside and I got to scream in the rain. At first,
Jeez.
We did screaming in the pillows, and I was like,
yeah.
Then I got tired of that, and now I really need to let it out, and now it was raining.
Now it's like a scene in a movie where you find out, like, your best friend's been murdered or something. You're like, no!
Exactly.
God!
I literally went out into the middle of the street, and I looked up at the rain for a while, and then I thought, like, I'm not going to scream. There's no need to scream. And I was like, fuck it. And I just went, I let out a big, why? And then somebody out of their apartment window cheered.
That's hilarious. That's so fucking...
It was like,
you know,
this is why
I'm more confident in my comedy now than ever, is because now you can go on the screen on the streets and scream why, and people are like, I get it.
Yeah.
And so I like, I think this is possibly the only time in history where people are very receptive to what I'm putting down. Like, I think the world is actually emotionally in tune with what I've been doing comedically for the first time.
Exactly. Everyone's failing and stuck inside, and you're like, well, I'm like, welcome. Welcome.
Yeah,
to the
welcome.
Party.
Welcome to the game. Yeah. It's like Bane, you know? you merely adapted the darkness. I was born in it, molded by it.
I don't know, man. I was thinking about, because I was, like I said, I was in the middle of the street, and I don't know. I was thinking about things that maybe I kind of miss that were like nuisances. Like, I miss traffic. Like, I remember
I don't miss
traffic.
I still run into traffic because I go out to, like, pick up food sometimes. And I'm like, this fucking... Although, I never really have traffic anymore. Yeah, you're right.
Like, I just miss, like, cars around. Like, there used to be sounds around and cars moving around. It used to reassure you that other people were doing stuff. But now, you walk outside, bro, there's nothing. There's just, like, dead cars around. It looks like a grave site.
Jesus.
But I remember, like, because it made me think of this funny story that happened when I was visiting. So it was a family trip to England, and we were on our way back. So we were on our way to the airport to come back to the United States. It had been a long trip. Our trips to England weren't necessarily the best because my dad isn't right. from, like, a nice part of England. It would be like if somebody was, like, European and their dad was American, and every time they visited America, they went to, like, Kansas.
Oh, Jesus.
And everyone's like, whoa, America, New York City, Los Angeles. And you're no, cornfields. Cornfields yeah. and racism.
So you're going to the English equivalent of Kansas?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, they were big into coal mining, I think.
Oh, okay.
Where my dad's from, but not the best of neighborhoods. But we're on our way back, and we hit traffic on our way to the airport, and it's pretty bad. It's backed up, and so everyone's getting stressed out and yelling at each other. And then my mom goes, "Listen, I gotta pee." So we gotta figure something out. Either we gotta, like, pull off to the side, or we gotta take an exit or take another way around. And my dad was like, "Nah, we gotta get to the airport. Otherwise, we're gonna miss the flight. We gotta get back to the United States. We're just gonna. And my mom was like, "Well, I gotta pee." There's two unstoppable forces. My dad needs to be on time, and my mom needs to pee. And eventually, right, they're gonna surpass into, like, a huge explosion. All of a sudden, my mom's like, "Listen, I need to fucking pee." And then she starts doing a scan around the car, and that's never good. When someone starts scanning
for
stuff.
And this is you and your sister are also in the car.
Yeah, me and my sister are in the car. And my mom starts scanning.
That's like a thing.
"What are you doing?"
No. I don't like where this is going.
No. It was like when, like, the Terminator is scanning for stuff. All of a sudden she sees my brand new Wolves, that's the soccer team that I like, water bottle. And I'm, like, 10 years old, and I'm drinking water out of this new water bottle. And my mom's like, let me see the water bottle. I'm like, "Mom, no, this can't, no, listen."
You're, like, crying. You're like, "Please, no, anything." You're like, "No, the water bottle's all I have. Mom, no."
Exactly. I was like, "This trip sucked the whole time. All I have is this fucking water bottle. I need this to be pure, and I need it to be mine." And she's like, give me the water bottle. And she climbs over me and my sister.
Oh, so your mom is drastically fighting you to piss on one of your prize possessions.
It's
your
television.
Mom is actually, like, just climbing over you. I've never been, like, some people, like, your parents are like, "Hey, we're taking your toys away." I've never been like, "Hey, give me your toy so I could piss on it." "Son, hey, you know that prize possession where I'd love to piss?" Like, imagine, like, someone taking your teddy bear as a child and just pissing on it.
I mean, I have imagined it, and I have lived it, Kenyon. Because it was my one, you know, you get a prize when you're a kid. Sometimes you get a prize, Kenyon. I don't know how many prizes you got.
Not a lot of prizes.
But, you know, it was my treat for being a good little boy. And my mom's just like, "I need..."
And dramatically pissed in it. And also, pissing as a woman in a car, that's not a casual, that's pants down, that's standing up, that's...
Not only is it unnatural and gross or whatever, it made me question everything.
Because you'd be like, should I follow this authority? Because she just grabbed my cup and pissed on it. I don't know if I should follow her lead in life if she can't time out her pisses accordingly and needs to steal my cup in the middle of a car ride frantically and piss in it like a homeless person.
But here's the thing, because it's a car, because it was like an SUV van crossover thing. So she's in the trunk, like, crouched down, pissing in this water bottle, but her head is like in the middle of me and my sister. So she's just in the middle of us just being like, "You guys, I'm so sorry. This must be so embarrassing for your mother to be pissing." And I'm
so
like, yeah,
embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. It is embarrassing.
This is scarring. This is absolutely night. You're like, so embarrassing. You're paying for the therapy session. Are you fucking kidding? Embarrassing. What's going to be embarrassing is the sexual fetus that this thing produces in my brain.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about?
What happened was way worse than a sexual fetish. I'm sure my mom was like, oh, maybe a sexual fetish. Maybe he'll have to talk about this with a therapist. Nope. Podcast, Mom. Worse than both of them.
Worst crime that could happen. What was your dad saying the entire time?
My dad just turned up the music.
Oh my god.
I feel like he was so in the zone. They were both in their own zones, and he was in the zone of, like,
if anything, your dad won. Because your mom bolted into frantically pissing in the back of a van, giving up her humanity to get on time. If you guys were early at all, your mom should have just never just given him so much. If you guys were chilling at the terminal for like 30 minutes before you got in, you're like, did I really need to piss in front of my son right there? Did I really need to just debase myself as a human being and piss in his cup? Walter, did that need to happen? Could we not have chilled for a second?
Well,
we didn't have a second for a gas station.
Yeah, everyone says that airfare is really expensive, and that ticket for my mom was even, that it cost her $800 and her dignity.
Yeah, and
to fly
just,
back
how
to
do
the
you,
United
how do
States.
You, like, because anytime she yells at you or just like, Nick, you need to get your life together, I'm like, Mom, you were pissing in the back of a van. Like, you were being trafficked. You literally were acting like a victim of human trafficking. I just don't know how to take you seriously as a human being ever again.
It's so funny because it's like, she never, like, did any, she wasn't like a crazy sorority girl or anything. It took her, like, to get to her 40s and 50s to start pissing in a car.
When you say that crazy sorority girl, like, that's a thing they do in sororities. Like, you know, she didn't ever piss in the van days in college. It's like, what sorority girls are you hanging out with, Nick? They can normally get drunk and sleep with questionable people. They're not just pissing willy-nilly in the back of vans unless they're broke and they need some cash.
Sigma Pi Kissa or something. I don't even know what that was. I'll edit that out. That's an edit.
All right. Every time you say it's an edit, I'm like, you're not editing it.
I'm not.
That's
I'm
an
not
edit. It's like for you to make you feel yourself feel better in the moment, but that's staying in the pod. You're not editing shit.
No, of course that's staying.
You're like, that's an edit. You're like, no, the whole podcast is a fucking edit, Nick. You know?
Here's the worst thing. The worst part of this story is that my mom felt so guilty about pissing in the water bottle that she refused to throw it away. She dumped
that. That's so much worse. That's so much. Just I would burn the water bottle and then probably for the rest of my life just never use water bottles.
But she was like,
I'd be like, there is somehow a possibility my mom pissed in this.
She was like, Nick's never gonna get this water bottle back from England again. So she dumped all the piss out of it.
Why not just buy order one online or something?
It's not the same. And then she, like, she assured me, because she gave it back to me, like, a week after this. We're back in the United States. And she gives me back the water bottle. And I'm like, Mom, this is ridiculous. I'm not taking back the water bottle. You literally pissed.
This is so weird.
In the water
this
bottle.
Is so fucking weird,
And she's
dude.
Like, no, Nick, I need you to have the water bottle. If you don't take the water bottle, I'm going to feel terrible as a mother. I sanitized it. It's totally
It doesn't matter. It's the memory. It doesn't
and
matter what you did. Every time I drank it, I'm going to be like, there was once my mother's piss in this container. It doesn't matter. You cannot, unless you could clean that memory out of my head, I will forever associate your piss with this water bottle.
I drank out of that.
I would
water
just be like, oh, it's
years,
weird for me to put.
Kenyon, years I drank out of that thing.
Oh, so you kept drinking out of it.
Oh, yeah. See, I just let that shit go. And then that's why germaphobes and everything never made sense to me, because I was like, because
you were drinking out of a water bottle. The
I was drinking my mom's piss my whole life.
Yeah, they make more sense than you. Yeah, that would be, I wouldn't have ever, I would have been like, Mom, never, I would have never drank it out of a water bottle ever again. I would have been like, water bottles are out of the question from here on out. We're just drinking straight from the tap. That's the only way to ensure that my mom is not pissed in the container. That's just, I would just be like, every cup, I'd be like, did my mom piss in this? It would be, hey, just stay with me forever.
I don't have Corona, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at me.
Jesus Christ. That's why. That's more of a, your mom seems actually quite insane. I just don't know why she would want you to keep that, like, traumatic memory, too.
I don't understand either. I don't know why she'd be like, let's just, you remember it.
I, you know, sometimes it's shit on, like, the whole, like, white, like, hide your feelings, never talk about anything. That's a good example of, like, let's just throw that under the rug and never mention this again. I would be like, let's just not do this. Because I don't want to talk about that. But it's like, your mom being like, I'll feel like a bad mother. It's like, well, that's how you should feel. You pissed in my cup.
You pissed in a water.
There should be a moment of introspection where you go, oh, I done fucked up. That was no good.
But you know, public urination, man, it's it runs in my family.
You just mean alcoholism. That's yeah. All public urination is alcohol.
Actually, she
when you're
even
super
drunk
and you're like, fuck it, I'm doing it here. Doing it here.
All those parking garages I've pissed in throughout the years, yeah. That Greensboro parking garage, man, ooh, that's been a nice emergency spot for me. That's an edit. That's fine.
None of them are being edited. It's interesting that you're talking about just weird car rides. I told the story before the pod about how my dad stole the car to go to Ohio, but what I didn't tell you is that was the first in a series of impromptu road trips, which is a nice way to call Grand Theft Auto. You know, it was just a random road trip that he just didn't tell anybody about. So when he was living at my grandparents' house, I guess my dad, he just got a bad vibe. Okay, he was vibing. He was like, listen, the vibes are bad. I'm just going to, just to be sure, in the middle of the night, I'm taking my parents' credit card. And I'm taking the car, and I'm just going. You know, some people, they never, like Gary Vaynerchuk, he's like, hustle, grind, go. My dad's like, I'm going. I'm doing it. I'm going to live my dream, run for Canada part two. And so he just, and my grandparents, they're like Midwestern quiet people. They didn't even tell us until later. I was like, so what's going on? You're like, your dad stole our car a couple weeks ago, and we don't know where he is. And they're like, okay, all right. And then they would try cycle back to normal, and then my grandma would just be like, hey, you know, it was 70 yesterday, now it's fucking 60, huh? One day called the next, what is happening? And
I tell you what, this weather is changing faster than your father's moves.
Literally. But, and so my dad, I guess he ended up back in Chicago, which is where his family's from originally, just fucking around. And he got out of the car and just went around town, just walking around, no plan. That is not his MO. If you have a plan, he wants nothing to do with you. Okay? He lost the car. He lost the car. So he's in the middle of Chicago. He's lost the car and his mind. He's lost everything. He has no things. And then he has to go to, like, my great uncle's house, and then randomly be like, oh, you're in town? You're like, yeah. I stole my parents' car and lost it. And then my dad's brother had to, like, do some CIA shit where they're like, it hasn't been towed yet, so it can only be at two lots. Let's check the Google Earth, triangulate the location, and found the car at, like, the only lot in Chicago where they don't tow cars. And,
so, he probably did more work to find something of your dad's than the CIA ever did.
Yeah, he also did more work to find something of my dad's than my dad's ever put into his entire life. I mean, my uncle right there, to find that car, he put more work into that than my dad's put into himself in the last three decades. I mean, that was,
I would love if your dad actually called, like, the government. I don't know how you...
Yeah, and he's like, hey, I know you guys are following me. Can you just tell me where the fucking car is?
Where's my fucking car?
Yeah, you're like, just triangulate where things are planted. Yeah, if you think everything's being tracked, don't you think you could just turn to the guy following you and you'd be like, where was I just at? Since you know everything about where I'm at.
Yeah.
And it... But he just lost the fight. And the weird thing, he would always, like, come back and, like, sort of tell these sort of, like, talk about it as if it was, like, a normal fuck-up. Like, I just got a speeding ticket. It's the same energy. Like, yeah, I stole the car and I lost it. It's like, what? And he would just kind of be joking about it a little bit. Like, that's just a reasonable thing to do, you know? And you're like, for a second, you're like, is that a reasonable thing to do?
And to lose a car, what you have to do is basically park it and then just immediately go, I don't give a fuck.
And just be like, I don't know. You would have to literally you'd have to just wander so hard and be like, yeah, I didn't. It's how little I give a fuck. Yeah, that's I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's not like your keys or something where they could fall. A car can't fall out of somewhere.
Yeah, you can't just. It's not like, oh, I misplaced. You can't just be like, yeah, I misplaced your 2,000-pound metal vehicle. I have absolutely no idea where that went. It was just fucking. Yeah, and then, you know, then he just got the car and he sort of was like, ah, party. It's like spring break. He's like, I got out of my system. I'm going to head back now. He was like, that was a good one. It's the same way people go to Burning Man. You're like, yeah, once a year I steal my grandparents' car. I lose it. I live for a little bit, you know? I live in the moment. And then
I mean, at
go
some
back.
Point, it's on you guys for not doing something to these cars that he keeps taking.
Yeah.
You know,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Maybe
yeah, the lack of inaction
car,
against mental illness.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Change the locks. Yeah. No. I mean, there's many people at fault in the story. It's almost like having a guy just live in your house and not do anything about it is, not the solution. It's not. Took my grandparents a long time to be like, oh, maybe this isn't the. You're like, but he cleans the dishes. I thought he was fine. I mean, that's literally what.
He works at a grocery store. What more do you want?
Yeah. It's literally. And he just. Keeps taking cars. But yeah, because
hey, you know what he didn't do in that car? He didn't piss in it.
That's true. So I'll be honest, I would rather have my dad steal the family car than pissing in front of me.
That's the thing is, like,
I would literally, your story, I would take my story over your story any day of the week.
Absolutely.
I would rather have my dad steal the car and arguably never see him again than if I had to see my mother, like, piss. If I had, like, a favorite sippy cup that my mother just pissed in, I'd be like, oh, this is... I'm never going to forget this. I'll forget him eventually. But, you know.
Yeah, because it's like, my mom, loving, nurturing.
That's weirder, but just so much weirder. It's like, what are we doing? Brother. Yeah. This is
like,
bad.
No, give me Grand Theft Auto and fucking elusiveness.
Yeah, it's just, it's good.
Over pissing in front of me.
Because that's just like, oh, this crazy thing. Instead of like, you can't break that out at a party. You're like, and then my mom frantically pissed in my cup. You're like, what?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? It's not a fun anecdote. You don't break that. Do you break that out at dinner? Do you ever bring that up in your family? Is that an inside joke?
There are two stories about my mom having to go to the bathroom in a car. There are two of them. I just dropped one. The other one's for another date.
Okay.
And we have never mentioned either of them ever. Like, there's the one time that my mom handed me the water bottle back, and that's the only time that we ever talked about it. It's very clear.
I think here's a challenge that I invite people in who listen to the pod to do too. Bring up a hilarious and uncomfortable story that your family hasn't talked about in a long time. Hey, maybe even involves you. Maybe it's like, hey, remember the time I stole Percocet and you caught me and it was like really well? Just bring it up. Bring it, because I guarantee, because families that don't talk about shit are just so fucking boring. Because it's like, a family is like, it's a weird group of people you've hung out with for a long time and you're all related. So it's like, it is kind of like, do you remember that one time you, because that was fucking insane. You know, like, I think, like, I think it's like, yeah, like.
Every family has something like.
Oh, every family. We all got some stories. You know what I mean? So I would I don't know. Yours, though, I want to forget that. I do say that. Your story,
maybe,
I would
maybe
be
I
like.
Maybe I should film it for the cast.
Maybe, like, yeah, have a couple. In your next family Zoom call, when your dad's sitting in his bookcase lair, several rooms away from your mom. I want, you know, just crack a couple jokes about, hey, you know, I publicly talked on an internet platform about how you, you know, violently demanded I give up my favorite cup and piss on it, Mom, because you couldn't time out, you know, drinking your water accordingly. Anyway.
Yeah.
How are you doing today? That would be.
And the way, because you know how, like, as a kid, like, how you learn stuff. I learned that was so fucked up. Like, the first time I was drinking out of a water bottle at, like, soccer practice. Yeah. And I looked at, like, one of my good buddies, and it was just, like, me and him. And I was like, yeah, actually, when I was in England, my mom had to pee when we were in traffic, and she used this water bottle. And he was like, oh, that's funny. Like, it was, like, a funny middle school joke or whatever. And I was like, no, seriously, like, it's a real thing. And he was like, like,
you see, like, tear wash over his eyes, and he's like,
yeah,
what?
I saw, like, real disgust, real uncomfortable, like, real, like,
you're like, just
real anguish.
Just
I was like, oh,
fear.
I don't talk about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you're like, I don't do this ever. I don't fucking, Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah, I don't
now,
know. It's something, anything about, because it's not like your mom. Remember that one time? It'd be actually even funnier, but the crueler and crazier the story is, it's funnier to bring up. Like, it's like, hey, Mom, remember that one time you went in an insane credit card debt and we lost the house and for 6 months we were living in the streets and I had to jerk off a homeless man in order to make enough money to eat that night? And you, yeah, that'd be good. I think that'd be fun. Assuming you got your family together enough
you
where you're sitting
that?
At a dinner table. Have a couple of laughs about that, you know?
Anyway, this TV dinner is really good.
Yeah, just pivot back. It's been raining a lot in Chicago. Do you remember, Mama, you rained all over my favorite water cup?
No, this is how I'll bring it up to her. I'll be like, hey, Mom, remember that time you pissed in that water bottle? Yeah, well, now every time I have sex, I have to bring out a tarp. So thanks. Thank you.
It's actually, I literally can't come until I bring out that exact water bottle when my girlfriend has to piss on it.
Yeah. It. Thank you so much for saving it for me.
You jerk off while I hold it, she pisses on it. That's. I can't. It has to be the water bottle. I've tried it. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes a water bottle smells like too much asparagus. So sometimes I have to get a different water bottle. But it doesn't do it. You know, it's really the other one. But hey, when she pisses in that water bottle, I almost shoot it out of her hand.
I also thought for a while that a vagina is something that you could put in a water bottle. I was like,
you thought that just... because that is what literally some people do. You thought that because that is a type of fleshlight that is this. That is an actual lonely men get just like MacGyver. You give a man too much time alone, they're like, can I somehow invent a vagina? And then there's a whole industry.
Yeah.
It's a whole fucking a whole
Let me see that potato real quick.
Yeah, I mean, melons, you know, people try to say that, like, that's commonplace. I have actually never been so horny that I've considered fucking an inanimate object.
Inanimate, no. No.
what animate makes it? I'm just saying, in my head, I'm like, it feels like jerking off accomplishes the goal. I don't think I need to get fruit involved. Or some sort of mechanism, you know?
No, you wouldn't need to get fruit or anything or, like, a water bottle. That'd be so weird.
If there's any point where I'm spending, like, an hour fashioning a masturbation device, I'd be like, maybe I should just get a fucking job. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I should just I should just start working out or improving myself. Like, I can't be so much of a loser that I'm putting, like, what'd you do today? And you're like, I spent about 6 hours, but I did fashion the perfect fleshlight. Be like, get away from me. Like, never talk to me ever again. You know?
There's a bunch of them online. There's the whole thing where you cut a sponge in half and you put it in a thing. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, I know. I'm well aware. There's a lot of dark shit online. I'm well aware.
You might I'm well aware. Banana.
Yeah, I'm well aware that there's entire communities that are like, yeah, this is... You could buy a doll, but I would love for the possibility of connection with a human being still remaining a possibility in my life. Where I'm like, well, I'll probably have sex again. You know, I don't want to be like, well, objects are the only way forward.
That's the thing is, like, when you start, like, cutting a fruit or, like, putting it in some sort of, like, solution to make it, like, you really think that is less work than just talking?
Yeah, like, you really think that's less work than, like, just going out, just asking someone out for, like, a burger? Is that less work?
Actually, for people, it probably is. For some
people,
yeah.
I mean, for a lot of those people, those people shouldn't be breeding.
Yeah, so it's fair. I think, come into potato.
Yeah, like, as long as that comes not going into something that could create more of you, then I'm down. Yeah, throw that.
Yeah, I actually changed my position. If you are the kind of person who needs to make
you
a fruit
should
to
masturbate solely, like, into a biohazard bag. And then it's burned on sight so that there isn't any more of those. Because you ever meet, like, really awkward dudes, like, truly awkward, and you're like, what the fuck's going on? You're like, what the hell is that like?
Every time I meet somebody that, like, socially, like, with issues or whatever, I'm like, you should smoke pot.
Some people. I'm team alcohol all the way. I'm like, you should become a blackout drunk. Maybe you'll be free. Because I'm like, yeah, let's just spray. But some people get weird. People get weird when they're drunk. They're very scary and kind of rapey and weird. I think very few people, because they don't know how to free up.
Yeah. They get weird whenever they lose
control. They have a glare. There's like a glare, and they'll just be like, she pretty. And you're like, oh, that's what's under there. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, no.
Yeah, like, four of your five friends are just getting drunk, like, oh, I love this fucking song. And then there's that one guy, like, man, she is a queen. And
you're like, okay. a thousand mile stare, and you're like, all right, getting out of here before I'm associated with this.
You need to get a lift with a male driver.
Yeah, you need out. Cannot be doing it. I love that we started out with some funny personal stories, and all roads lead to masturbation. All roads lead. It was like, could we go a single ep without just complete filth? And then we were like, I think we're so close, dude. We're at the 30-minute mark, and no one brought up jerking off. We were really close. And then, of course, passionate beliefs about jerking off just started spewing for both of us.
I'm going to change the name of the podcast to Fuck You, Me. Nothing on that? I don't get a fucking peep on that.
It's a fun,
I haven't done comedy in 2 months.
Hey, we're doing comedy. We're doing comedy every goddamn Friday on this podcast, buddy. That's why people rate,
goddamn,
subscribe,
right.
Put the 5-star in. You know? If you put the 5-star in and rate the podcast to your friends, we will have Nick's mom send you a cup of her piss.
Yeah, she'll piss for you.
Yeah.
Before we go, I do want to read, we do have a review on iTunes.
Okay. Yay or nay?
Oh, it's a big yay. It's a big yay. I want to read it because I want to say, if you review on iTunes, even if it's bad too, if you want to leave a bad review on iTunes, mark it 5 stars and I'll read it, but you can say whatever you want. As long as it's 5 stars, I will read whatever review you leave of it. And we've got, let me pull it up here. Here we go. This is the review. It's from Social Wook 0014. Don't listen to this with your parents around. So definitely relatable that it's almost scary. Love listening and finding the similarities. A very good way to get nostalgic and remember dad's stories from your past. Keep them coming.
Okay, hell so, yeah, and we will.
So thank you, man. We will keep them coming.
Yeah, that was that was an example of what you're supposed to do, which is leave a 5-star and a good review, especially if you
perfect.
Yeah,
he or she did it perfectly.
He did it, killing it. And we got, you know, submit some crazy dad stories. We'll read them on here because, you know, hopefully, and now got. Fortunately for the podcast, my dad is not any better. So there will be a continuing stream of stories to come in the future. But eventually, there's a cap. So yes, shoot us some stories so we can read them on here.
Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.